Dada.
Hello, darling.
Dada.
Yes, love.
Hello.
I'm here.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Yes.
I have been so looking forward to it, you know.
Yes,
to be able to come and talk with you again.
Yes.
It does not seem, how you say, so long.
Yes. I'm so excited to think I'm talking to you.
I would miss it very much if you could not come.
Oh, darling,
But I know you will always come to talk to me whenever it is possible.
Yes.
I wish sometimes you lived in England.
Yes.
Then I could talk to you more often.
Yes.
But it is impossible.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello, darling. I'm giving Leslie a lot of things to do for himself, to help himself.
Oh, you mean the tablets?
Yes, what I have been
taking. I saw you give the bottles,
yes,
you
yes.
know, of tablets.
And I know that they will do him good.
Well, I'm sure they will.
Yes. But he has to take them regular.
I think it is
every
important.
Day. Yes. And then only, because
one has to be careful.
They are not miracle cures, but if you take them regular, they will have a permanent effect.
What are you doing today? You are going to see Jimmy and Elsie?
I'm going to see Jim, Alice and Elsie this afternoon, darling.
Ah.
They invited me to come.
Oh, that is good.
Yes.
And what are you doing the rest of the week?
Oh, rest of the week, I haven't done anything in the shops. I want a few things, but I will do them before I go.
What sort of things?
Oh, just the necessities.
Ah.
Yes.
I was...
going in a chemist shop and get things which you can't get in Sweden always.
Things.
You know, since Sweden is becoming very difficult to do shopping.
You mean it is...
Very, very expensive and...
I don't know. I am completely out of touch.
Yes, of course.
You know, with all the things that go on in the way of shopping.
Very, very.
I am past all that now.
Yeah.
But you have more or less enough, everything you need.
Yes, yes.
What more things do you need?
No, but certain tablets and things which I use regular.
Ah, I see.
You see. And I always get them here.
Are you going to take any carrots back? much more expensive.
No, then I have to think of the weight on the plate.
I know, I was only joking.
Yes, I see.
Because I know that you like your juice, you know. And
but, you know, vegetables have become more scarce in Sweden because they don't grow anything. They import everything, you see.
Uh-huh.
And there's a shipping strike in Sweden for the last month.
Shipping?
Yes.
Strike?
Yes. All the dock workers have been on strike for more and more money. And things like bananas and fruit have rotten in the ships and people have nothing to eat.
Oh, that is so silly.
Yes, it's terrible.
I don't know, and although I know, of course, you miss me, but I would not want to come back to live.
No, of course not.
I just live for you and for the day when we are together again. You know, I look forward for it so much.
Yes.
That is important, the most important thing,
for
you to join me. But I suppose I have to wait a bit longer.
Yes,
no. There is no sign of you coming yet, you know.
No.
I've always told you that when the time comes, I will give you warning.
Yes.
And I will be there, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt, you know, you come quietly and peacefully with no long illness.
Yes.
I've always felt convinced of this.
I've never forgotten that.
Oh, you will be so happy and so thrilled to wake up here with me.
Yes.
And the children.
Oh, it would be wonderful.
You know, sometimes I think for you, it must be very difficult to imagine the children, huh?
Yes, I know.
But they are so wonderful, you know. They are fully adult, you know.
Yeah,
they're not babies, you know. They are children. I call them still the children, but they are big.
And our house in your world is so nice and...
There is a complete understanding.
Yes.
There is no friction.
No.
There is, you know, understanding between everyone.
Yes.
Although we may sometimes think differently according to our evolution or development, we are very much in tune.
Yes.
You know, there are many levels of consciousness here, many conditions of life.
Yes.
You know, it is very difficult, I think, for people to understand
that
it's not all one world. It is a combination of innumerable words on different levels according to one's evolution and development.
Yes.
When you come here because of the knowledge you have and the understanding of things, it will be much easier for you.
Yes.
You know, when some people come here, I think they are so shocked.
Yes.
You know, they are not prepared, you know.
Yes.
But you have the knowledge which helps very much, you know.
Oh, and some of them, you know, just stagnate for 100 years and they are not...
Oh, there are some people, you know, who are living in, well, I would call appalling conditions.
Yes.
But it is due to themselves.
Yes.
A person's attitude of mind holds them down, you know.
Yeah.
If they do not think on a higher spiritual realization and level, then they become, as it were, sometimes even earthbound.
Yes.
Oh, I know. We try sometimes to help people, but it is not always easy. Sometimes people will not listen.
Mm.
The same as in your world, when you try to tell people about me and communication and everything, they think you are mad, you know.
Yes.
They're not ready to listen. They're not prepared to listen.
But, you know, as far as England is concerned, spiritualism is more and more being accepted as a matter of fact.
I think that is probably true, you know. People talk about it much more openly.
And now, on the radio and on the television, every week there is some program about it.
I know.
And they accept it.
I know.
You see? And, you see, there are so many... things which have happened. Now, for instance, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle has written another book which is even a bigger thriller than Sherlock Holmes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know anything about it.
No.
But how do you mean he has written another book?
There's an automatic writing medium through whom he has written the whole book in a matter of 3 months.
Goodness.
Yes.
Have you read it?
No, I haven't read it. I couldn't get it in Sweden. It's called The Prisoner of the Devil.
Oh, dear.
And it is a bigger tale than the Sherlock Holmes was. You see?
I see, but who is the medium?
There's an English medium. I've got his name, but I can't remember it now. And in fact, I told Neville Randall about it. He was very interested in that. He said, I must get it for my holiday. I have read the reviews of that book, and they're all thrilled with the way the book has been written. I wouldn't be surprised if there will be a film about it also.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
It all sounds very interesting. And I suppose, of course, it will interest people in this truth, you know, to be able to realize that possibly, you know, that someone like Sir Arthur Conan Doyle can come through and give a book, a new book, will make people think.
And you see, this man was written. He is not a writer.
No?
No. And he admits that the book has been dictated through his hands by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And the style is his, and people admit it. That it cannot be anyone else.
Well, that is all very interesting. I think this would do a lot of good to people, you know.
You see, now when things like that come out, it makes a very, very strong impact on the consciousness of people who do not believe in things, you see. And similarly, you know, Rosemary Brown.
Uh-huh.
You know,
she
has composed music from the masters.
Uh-huh. I know about her.
Yeah.
I have listened to some of the music.
Yeah.
I think it is marvelous, you know.
And
but that is the thing that interests me very much.
Yes.
I love music.
Yeah.
And here we have the most glorious music, you know.
Yes.
Oh, I wish it were possible to explain it to you.
Mm.
We have what you would call concert.
Yeah. You see, when things like that come out, they are the things which make an impact on people's minds.
And, of course.
And they're openly discussed now.
It is fascinating, huh?
Yes.
What should we talk about, huh?
Well,
I want to talk about all the things you like to talk about.
Yes, darling, how is my Sibylla and Peter?
They are with me. You know, whenever I come to see you, they are with me.
Mm.
All of us together, all of us.
Oh, yeah.
We are like one,
Of course.
When you come here, it will be marvelous, you know.
Mm.
We're so anxious for the day to come.
Yes,
but we have to wait a little longer.
Yes.
The time will pass.
Yes.
It does not seem possible that I've been here so long. How the years have gone.
Yes.
And of course I have the advantage. I can come and see you whenever I wish, and I come and see you every day. And sometimes when you sleep at night, you're here, you know.
Mm.
We're together a great deal.
Darling, I'm planning to come again on your birthday now, if Leslie will have me.
Well?
In November.
November?
Yes.
I'm sure, well, whenever you come,
yes.
I will be here
yes.
to welcome you.
Yes.
Well, I will be... You know, it is interesting in a way, it is rather funny.
Yes.
And you go, you have all the trouble of getting to the airport
mm.
and the plane and everything, you know.
Yes.
I can come for nothing.
Yes.
I often wonder what they would think if they knew that there were sometimes lots yes. of people there, invisible, you know.
It's wonderful to think that you don't have to have aeroplanes, you don't have to...
We can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know, we are very aware of people's thoughts.
Yes.
When you send out your thoughts to me, I am aware of these thoughts. I can receive them. And I often wonder how much you do receive from me.
Yes.
You know, if you always are conscious mm. of my thoughts,
yes.
you know?
Yes. You know, recently I have taken up a course in what they call alphanetics. You see, our brain has got four wavelengths, alpha, beta, gamma, delta. The alpha waves are the connected with the unconscious brain, and the beta waves are connected with the conscious brain.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And these alpha brain waves are the ones which belong to the supernormal range.
And you read about it, huh?
Yes.
You have a
yes.
course?
Yes. And no, I have the course on a cassette, you see.
I know, but...
And you don't have to go anywhere. You just plug it in and you listen. And you do accordingly.
And well, that's interesting.
Yes. And that may also help me to come to you when I am in the conscious state.
Well, I think you do... Sometimes
because,
realize.
Because I do believe that telepathy is a real thing. And telepathy in animals is as commonplace as we think of ordinary thinking.
Well, it is all very interesting.
Mm.
But you know, I think that we are becoming even more close.
Mm-hmm.
I often wonder how much you realize about it. I know there are times when you feel or sense my presence.
In what way do you think?
I wish sometimes though you could see.
Yes.
That I would like very much for
yes,
you.
Yes, that is what I often pray. I wish I had the inner eye that I could.
Well, I've often wished, you know, I often think
mm.
when you wake in the morning that you might see me, because that
yes.
is most likely period.
Yes, yes.
When you are sort of between the two worlds.
Exactly.
When you are sort of half conscious and aware, you know.
Yes.
I think that is the most likely time
yes.
when you may see me. Huh? That is what I think anyway.
Yes.
Anyway, I'd continue to try.
Yes.
I do try so much for
yes.
you. And to try desperately to help you. You know that.
Yes, darling.
I sometimes wish I could do more.
It would make such a lot of difference, because when we are not able to talk for many, many months at a time.
But you play the recordings, I know,
yes.
because you listen, I hear you.
Yes.
You sit and listen.
And I play it over and over again until I almost remember every word.
You do?
Yes.
Well, I sometimes think to myself afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
And I expect you do too.
Yes.
There are so many things we don't think about at the time to talk
no.
about.
No.
One also intends to say so much more,
mm.
but somehow, I don't know, I think I get terribly excited, you know, and I think I try not to. I think that sometimes makes it more difficult.
Yes.
I should be calm, you know, and placid.
Yes.
But I, how can I be calm when you are here talking to me?
Yes. But you see, I always feel you very close to me in the evenings when I'm free from all the chores. And I try to reserve that time to be out of this world almost mentally. And at that time I do feel you very, very close.
Well, I am very close to you.
Yes. And even sometimes when I'm working, I can feel you very close. And I laughed to myself. I said, yes, I know you are here. And you give me the signal more or less automatically, which I cannot escape. And that happens very, very often.
Well, I try to give you all manner and kind of things.
Yes, darling.
To let you know my presence. Do you ever feel the cold breezes?
Hmm?
Do you feel sometimes the cold breezes?
Recall?
Breezes. What you say? Breeze. Breezes. Cold wind.
Huh? Recall what?
Breezes.
Viva?
No. What I'm trying to say is, do you sometimes feel a coldness?
Ah, the cold wind.
Yes, that is what I meant.
Yes, yes, yes.
But sometimes I think this coldness that comes, you may feel it.
Yes. You mean when I feel that you are very near me?
Very close.
Yeah.
And sometimes a prickly sensation maybe. You would receive. It is all due to vibration.
Yeah.
But it is difficult for me to know exactly sometimes how much you are receiving, but I think you get a lot more perhaps than you give yourself.
But you know, I get a lot more by telepathy than...
I'm sure you do. Because we are so in tune mentally.
Yes.
And I think you receive so much in impression from my thoughts, you know.
Yes. But that I feel that telepathy is really very strong. But I often wish that I had the eye also very strong to see you.
Well, I have always wished for this too.
Mm.
But I don't know.
Because it makes such a lot of difference. If one could see as well as have contact by thought.
I'm still hoping, you know, that we might get some good photographs. That is what I would like very much, you know.
Oh,
when you go to Gladys.
Gladys phone.
And then perhaps it will be possible.
Yes.
But she did take some more pictures.
Yes, she has taken more pictures.
About 6 or 7 and, new pictures.
She has taken about 10.
I don't know.
And she has taken them in all different conditions, with the radio playing and with the television playing. So that may get power from there also to help.
Well, I think perhaps, I hope anyway, some success in that direction. Well, I think that would be marvelous if I could get photograph, you know, for you.
Yes.
I would like for that very much.
Because, you know, she has got signs of psychic photography development, but she hasn't got the proper psychic extras like other people have got. You know, with a clear face showing.
No, but there is reason to think she may have, but it, like many things, it takes time. I think she will achieve it, you know.
Yeah.
I am helping her in this.
Yes.
Because I'm very anxious.
You know, about that girl who appeared in a car.
I know. Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila.
Is that her name?
She didn't know who it was and who she belonged to and... who the parents were, and now she tells me that you have given her sufficient information to know who the parents are, but she thought of writing to Psychic News to find out where these parents are. But
I think it will come.
Yes. But if they are not spiritually minded, I said they won't see psychic news.
No, of course not. It will not be seen, huh?
No.
Not by, and no doubt the people concerned are not interested in this, huh?
Yes.
Oh, well, if it is to be, it will be. You know, I get very philosophical. You understand?
As one evolves,
what?
As one evolves, you do become more philosophical.
I think one has to.
Yes.
And I think there are so many things that you cannot put into words.
No.
You know, I mean, I can come and talk to you like this from time to time.
Yes.
I can say all my own kind of things.
Yes.
But I cannot really say in words all the things I feel so intensely. You know, how can you say in words some of the innermost feelings of
that's
one
right.
has?
That is true.
You cannot depict
that
and describe love in words. You
no,
can try. But
true.
You know, the union that we share together,
yes.
It is so perfect, you know.
Yes.
It is so unique. I mean, you and I, we are as one.
Yes, that's right.
And it is very difficult perhaps to explain to people all this inner awareness, this inner consciousness, this inner realization that one has
yes.
of the self.
Nothing,
you know,
nothing can describe it.
No, I don't know. That's why I feel so helpless at times, you know. I shouldn't perhaps, but I do. I say to myself over and over and over again,
yes.
Oh, why don't I be able to do this better? Why can't I say so and so on? I try, you know. When I come to see you at home, I desperately try, but I think what is important is that you are aware, that you sense, you feel, you know.
Within
your innermost self, you are conscious of my
presence. I am aware of that, darling.
That is the most important thing, because that is what it is all about.
And you know
to be in tune like we are is a wonderful thing.
And that it perhaps facilitates our coming together like this when we meet in direct ways, you see.
I love to come and talk with you.
Yes.
It means so much to me. I would miss it so much if you could not come.
No.
But of course, you see, things are getting more and more difficult, but you manage, huh?
Yes, I think.
You manage.
Yes.
That is the thing.
But I hope that Leslie will completely change and become a young man again.
I think that would be a miracle.
Well,
you cannot expect a man of his age any more than your age to be young.
You
can be good, well, you know, but...
You know,
eternal youth is not for the material, it's for the mental and the spiritual world.
Yes, that is true.
You know, the body must, by very nature of things, run down. The machinery, you can patch it up, you can make it a little better, so it runs a little longer, but you cannot make it like a new machine.
No, but you can help that
machine. You can keep the wheels running, and like the tablets and things which are good physically.
And you see, in my case, I have practical proof of it.
I know, but...
And the doctors were really mystified. They didn't understand.
No, but you for everyone, you know...
Huh?
How do I say it? I think it is important that you have this help, of course, and we do everything.
Yes.
And you do what you can on your side with the tablets and things and... You are sensible, but one must accept the obvious fact the physical body will eventually have to disintegrate, you know?
Yes.
It cannot go on forever. Who wants it to go on forever? You want to come here to me.
Yes, of course.
You don't want to go and get gone again.
No.
You want to be, ready to come and join me.
Oh.
I don't want you to be ill.
No, I'm sure you will not be ill. No.
And you will go on, as I've always said to you, until almost the last moment, but I think one could do a lot to help oneself. I think that is important.
Yes.
But one can only do so much, you know?
Because really, no one wants to live in this world. It's such a sick world today in every way.
Well, my dear.
Here, this world is in such a sick state.
Everything changes.
Yes.
It is all very gradual.
Yes.
Sometimes the change is so subtle. So slow that you don't realize it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me when I was on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't apparent for a long time, was it?
Yeah.
It was a gradual process of change.
Yeah.
But I have no regrets. All I want is your happiness.
Yes,
and
darling.
For you to know that we are going to be together eventually.
Yes,
a little longer you have to stay.
Yes.
But at the end of the road, I am there.
Yes,
my arms are stretched to you. You know that, huh?
Yes.
Sir. Oh, I love you, and I want you always to know that.
Yes.
Oh, I have to go.
Oh, no, darling.
The children sent all their love and blessing.
Huh?
We send all our love and blessing to you.
Oh, darling, I hope I see you soon now.
Very soon.
Ah, darling.
My love.
Yes.
My love, darling.
God bless
you. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Goodbye, darling.
Yes.
Okay, the power's gone. She was good.